Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. June Reed is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She is here too. Actually, she's in Baghdad, but she's joining us through the miracles of technology and telecommunications. And as you know, folks, June is one of those great Americans. And I mean that from the depths of my being when I say great American. She's one of those people. There are civilians, there are military men and women in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in other parts of the world, but especially in those two countries, and especially in Iraq. The eyes of the world are on that country to see how they're doing, to see how things are going, and our hopes and prayers are that it goes well. And some of the people, we have a lot of folks over there who are doing more than just hoping and praying. They're actually showing up with their bodies and their minds and their energy and their concern and their dedication to helping the Iraqis on the ground. And one of those people is June Reed. June is senior consultant with the Iraq Reconstruction Agency, which is part of the U.S. Embassy. And June has been in Iraq now for, if I'm not mistaken, about 2 years. June, welcome back to the show.
Hi, how are you, Jim?
It's good to have you back, June. I'm so glad to hear your voice. I think about you every day. I say a little prayer for you every day. I thank God every day that there are people like June Reed who are willing to do what they do, put their life on hold to go over and help this very important cause. And it's awfully good to hear your voice.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's nice to be here.
Sure. So you've been there, what, about 2 years now?
Yes, I've been here 25 months.
25 months, and you're going to stay until next spring, I think.
Oh, yes.
That's your plan?
I'll be here until then.
Yeah. The effort, and I'm just going to call it the effort, because it's everybody's effort. The coalition, the Iraqis, some other countries, Jordan and others, had a good week last week, didn't you?
Yes.
Tell us what happened.
Yes, we did. We're very happy about that. You know, we have done been looking for this particular gentleman. I'm assuming that's what you're talking
yes,
about.
Yes, Zarqawi.
And so he is an individual who has been leading a great deal of strife in this country, and we are hoping that with his demise that things will change quite a bit and that people will see that this is not an effort to be pursued.
Right. So, does it look like that in not only in getting him, but in the process of getting him, and in the process of the things that have happened since he was found and eradicated, since that time, does it look as if some other information has been gathered that can sort of neutralize some of the more decentralized folks out there?
Yes, you know, we receive information all the time, and it needs to be emphasized that a great deal of our information comes from the Iraqi people themselves.
Right.
The Iraqis were the ones who led us to this particular individual, and they played a great role in our being able to, you know, have him eradicated, as you said.
Is that being reported?
So that came from Iraqis.
Is that being reported in Iraq that Iraqis contributed to getting this guy?
Indeed it is. Absolutely.
Is there any sense of national pride over there in the fact that Iraqis helped to get him?
Yes, there is. And we receive and have been continue to receive ever increasing reports about insurgent activity and inappropriate activity here in Iraq from Iraqis, in addition to not only that the amount of information has increased, but the quality of the information has increased. So a great deal of that information is very, very accurate. It shows that the Iraqi people themselves are participating in their moving their country forward on many, many fronts, and this one also. This is individual common citizens who will not tolerate this type of activity in their country.
Well, the guy, Zarqawi and his people, just, I mean, they did some things that were so abominable that even the people that he sort of reported to were actually asking him to tone things down a little bit. I mean, he had gotten so the things he'd done were so heinous. June, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk to June about, get her to talk to us about two things, folks. How's the Iraqi government coming together, and how's the economy in Iraq coming together? And part of this, folks, is stuff you won't get on CNN or any of the mainstream news channels. Only on the Small Business Advocate Show do you get June Reed. 20 till, we'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Well, in the country, boy named Johnny B. Good, who never ever learned to read or write.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend June Reed, Senior Consultant with the Iraqi Reconstruction Agency at the U.S. Embassy in Iraq. And June's been in Iraq for 25 months and about 8 or 10 to go. And June, I want to talk about the government first, and then I want to get it to the economy. Another reason why last week was a good week for everybody in the effort there in Iraq is because the government was officially formed. They got all of their cabinet members filled, and apparently the parliament sat down and started doing some business. Is that right?
That is correct. Yes, indeed it is.
So how big a deal do Iraqis feel about that right now? What do you think?
It's a very big deal because, as you know, we've had several interim governments,
yep.
And they were very proud of those because they had an opportunity, the first one in some 30-plus years, to vote. But those were indeed interim governments, and now they have their first permanent government in the sense that these individuals will be standing for quite some time. There will not be another vote in several months, and so they are very excited to ensure that this government will move forward with a very positive agenda for the entire country. It's a very good mixture. They have Sunnis, Shiites, and Kurds mixed all throughout the levels of government, and as well as the ministers themselves. And so they are very excited about that. And there's a very large agenda, so they are going to be very busy.
Well, June,
indeed.
Am I correct in that as the Iraqi people see their politicians of all stripes, the different factions represented in Parliament, working together, you know, arguing but compromising, you know, having different points of view but coming together and finally coming up with one solution, one resolution, I should say, is that kind of political process going to, how's that going to impact the typical Sunni, Shiite, Kurd who pass each other in the street in the future? What do you think?
Well, I think that this is a perfect example of how all of them can work together. You know, democracy, giving everybody an opportunity to speak and present their point of view, can be messy. And we know that in the United States.
Right.
But it is also one of the best privileges that individuals can have. And living in a nation like that, for ourselves in the United States and for Iraqis here, is one of the best things. It gives everybody a chance to demonstrate what they can do for their country as well as an opportunity to speak their mind. And that is a very precious gift. And Iraqis are relishing in it.
Well, well said, June. And, you know, one of the things I've said, June, on this show is that democracy is not a chia pet. You don't add water tonight and have what you want in the morning. And if you want to know how ugly, to use your words, democracy can be, all you have to do is go back and read some of the things that happened in the founding of our own government. There was some ugly stuff that happened in those days.
Yes, it's messy, but this is a process that we go through. All democratic nations go through this. People have different views, and they learn to compromise and to think ahead and to do the best for the country as a whole. And it is one of the best ways, though. We haven't found anything better on the face of this earth.
Well, June,
and many
one thing
have tried.
Exactly. One of the things, June, I wanted to ask you to report to us on is what's called sectarian violence over there. Is there a level of sectarian violence that's more like local, individual, neighborhood kinds of things? Or is some of the sectarian violence going, do you think it will subside somewhat because of the death of Zarqawi? Give us a feel for what you see.
I think there are many things that will help sectarian violence to subside. It won't subside overnight, but it will subside. When people who have lost some power or feel threatened understand that they do have a voice and that they have a strong voice and that they can participate fully in the future of their country and making those decisions, then they will see that there is no reason to carry their perspective in terms of violence, that they have other opportunities and avenues to express themselves, and not only to express themselves, but their desires will be listened to, and that they truly have a clear, strong voice. Everyone will be able to be a full participant. And as time goes by and they see that this process actually can and will work here, that will help. That is one of the things. As prosperity comes, that also helps. They see a clear way to making choices about for themselves about their future. That also gives people a sense of belonging and nationalistic view instead of sectarian view. These are the kinds of things that take time. Unfortunately, many people would like all of this to be done overnight. But
right.
As you mentioned earlier, it is not done that way. It takes time. But the process has been working, it continues to work, and I think will be even more accelerated in the coming months, given the fact that we have a permanent government, and many things are coming together now. There are many new laws that have been legislated, there are many on the agenda to come that are ready to go, and that will be considered.
The next 90 days are going to tell us a lot, won't it, June?
Yes, it will.
When we come back after these messages, I'm glad to hear you say that, June. I really am, and I believe you. And if anybody knows, you would know. We're going to talk about the economy, ladies and gentlemen, which is a big thing that June works on every day in Iraq. It's 10 Till. Stay with us. We'll be right back with June Reed, a great American. We're back at 7 till. Little Steely Dan for you there as we continue our visit with one of my heroes, ladies and gentlemen. June Reed is a true American hero. She, and I know she wants me to say very quickly, that there are many others in addition to her, civilians, and of course we know about our wonderful military. And June, I know you see those brave men and women every day, and I know you're proud of them too, and as we are of you. June, I'd like for you to talk to us now about the economy. Tell us, that's something I know you work very hard on every day. How is the economy? Is it progressing? Do you like where it's headed, or has there been a little bit of a slowdown recently? What does it look like?
No, it's very interesting. There are many people who are interested in actually investing in Iraq in many different ways, and I'm not talking about buying some dinars. I'm talking about actually making investments in Iraq.
Capital investments.
We have an investment promotion agency that was set up recently here in Iraq, and they have taken several trips specifically recently to Turkey. There are a number of individuals there who are very interested. Many of them have invested in Iraq in a variety of ways, not only selling their goods into Iraq, that's just one minimal way, but actually interested in setting up plants. There are a number of them that are interested in setting up green field, which means brand new cement plants. That
new plants.
Ongoing. Yes, they're interested in setting up, believe it or not, tourist hotels in Najaf.
And that's employment, isn't it? That means employment, doesn't it, June?
Yes. Private sector always means employment. We're very much interested in agribusiness. This is a wonderful country for agriculture. And it has been, they've had issues with agriculture recently, but we're interested in helping the Iraqis bring back their capacity for being a large producing country in terms of across the board agriculture.
Well, it's the Fertile Crescent, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Expensive rice here. Aromatic rice in the world. As an example, we're interested in assisting them to revitalize that, along with many other products here. They also produce some of the best lamb in the entire world. They have a special genetic breed here that is considered the best in the world, as an example. We have many projects that we work hand-in-hand with the Iraqi Ministry of Agriculture, as well as other ministries in terms of trade, bringing in trade. They're going to revitalize the port in Umm Qasr. There are many projects that are going on there to rebuild the infrastructure, increase the capacity of the ports for the private sector.
And all of that, June, is good for small businesses, because that gives us it gives your small businesses people to do business with, to serve those larger companies, to serve their employees. How does the small business sector look over there right now?
Well, there are 28,000 microloans that have been made.
28,000. And you made almost all of those, didn't you, haven't you, June?
Yes, from this office, all those, yes.
Congratulations.
Not personally, but they're managed from this office. There's a very high repayment rate. Some $56 million has been lent out. And it is creating, all of those create jobs, self-sufficiency for individuals, and diversify the economy away from simply oil.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very active small business in Iraq across the board. Many, many, many different things, from all types of electronics, consumer goods, as well as looking at agricultural co-ops. So it's across the board. And as you know, Iraq is very rich in minerals,
right?
Not only in oil, but in minerals. And its sulfates, petrochemical industry is very dynamic here. A petrochemical industry would be, cement mining, so on and so forth. It's very exciting in terms of the individuals who are interested in teaming up with Iraqis to do this.
Let me stop you. I've got 30 seconds. What would you like to say to the American people about your experience, about what you've seen over in Iraq in the last 30 seconds? What would you like to tell them about what's going on over there right now?
One, that they don't know all the story. Number two, that the Iraqi people that I have met are outstanding. They are committed, and they believe in their country, and they are grateful for all of the coalition forces who have helped bring the opportunity for freedom to them. They universally feel this way. All the ones that I meet, and I meet ones of many different economic levels.
We need to get you on CNN and some of the other bigger organizations, because you have a wonderful message to tell. It's the truth. June, thank you for being here. God bless you. Thank you for all you're doing over in Iraq.
As always, Jim, thank you very much for
having
me.
Thank you, June.
Appreciate it.
June Reed, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be back on the other side of the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.